Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, writer, and common courtesy advocate, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is Curb Your Hostility. I recently traveled to a section of the city that I've never really been to before. I got the distinct impression that because I wasn't a member of the local ethnic group currently living there, that the niceties were going to be non-existent. Cold stares, rolled eyes, if I was even acknowledged at all. Did I hear even one excuse me when I was bumped into or pushed past? Nope. This leads me to ask, how do any of us treat people who are not part of our group? Ethnically, economically, educationally, linguistically, geographically, etc. We'd all like to think we're generous and kind to strangers, but are we really? It's human nature to tribalize and exclude anyone we perceive as other. I'm sure it's a trait that has developed for survival, but if it's not a matter of life and death, how do we reconcile our natural instincts with the extension of the most basic of common courtesies to our fellow human beings? Is a smile really too much to ask? I guess what troubles me is that I've traveled around the world and have been treated far better than I was not more than 15 miles from my house. I wasn't expecting a welcome to the neighborhood party. Well, okay, maybe just a little one, with ice cream and cake, a DJ, a few balloons. I'm loath to judge a group by the actions of a few, many, most. But what's a girl to think? Perhaps that when I'm on the other side, all comfy and cocky in my tribe, I need to be more mindful. Culture is cool, but we're sharing a planet here, people. Can we focus on our commonalities and curb the hostility? Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and the blog, please visit theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite writer, stand-up comic, and traveler a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks for the love and support.